This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen will begin hearings Tuesday on raising the city's minimum wage. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on the division within the contentious debate.
Some St. Louis political leaders support legislation boosting the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. That includes Alderman Megan Green, a 15th Ward Democrat who contends that the state's minimum wage is too low.
Somebody who's making minimum wage is earning $16,000 a year, roughly. You can't raise a family on that. You can't get an apartment on that, at least not a decent apartment.
But the legislation is opposed by people like Michael Muser, the president of Pogue Label and Screen in St. Louis's Patch neighborhood. He says the minimum wage hike would throw his labor costs out of whack and price his company out of the market.
If this happens, I will move my business. I couldn't afford to stay in St. Louis, which is a shame because we moved to St. Louis in 2005, bought an empty building, renovated it, hired people, most of which were unemployed before they were hired.
Alan Katz is heading up a minimum wage task force in Kansas City, where there's a similar split between activists and businesses. While he doesn't expect complete consensus, he says both sides need to understand competing perspectives.
It's very easy in the environment within which we live to write the other side off as either being a bunch of crazies or a bunch of greedy people.
St. Louis aldermen could decide the issue later this summer. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.